Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. It's Friday, 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 Friday. Just let that wash over you for a second. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Star Climb. We are teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. We're doing it virtually this year. You can complete the challenge from today, September 11th. Think first responders on September. If you were going to, if there was a time you were going to give some money, make it today. September 11th through October 11th is when you can complete the challenge. Start at radioalice.com/sfstairclimb. There's a big donate button right there. Click that. Team Alice needs your help with supporting our first responders by hitting that donate button. Let's do that. We're going to start with 9/11. If you are looking to talk to your kids about it, or if you just want to watch some stuff about it, there's a few things that are on tonight. On ABC at 8 o'clock, there's a show called 9/11 Remembered, The Day We Came Together. And on History Channel tonight, there are two shows at 8 o'clock. On History, 9/11, the final minutes of Flight 93. Yikes. And at 9 o'clock, 9/11, the Pentagon. So if you are looking for that, it is there. You know, I have to say that that's a defining moment, I think, for all of us who lived through it and were old enough to really know what was going on. I mean, it was just... an incredible... How old were you, Nicole? You must have been just a little kid.
I was in second grade, but I do... That day, me and my friends always talk about... My friends and I, we always talk about that at school just because we didn't know... We knew what was going on, but I just remember the teacher's faces, like, how do we explain this to the kids? And then right. I remember the next day, every single grade had to go out in the front yard... lawn yard. And we all raised the flag together with the school principal. Oh. So, yeah, because I remember the news casting because my parents were watching it. They were getting us ready for school. Then we were watching Pokemon and my dad quickly changed it. And then, yeah.
And it was that was all that was on. I mean, I think actually
for like the entire week.
Right. And it only just started to sort of, you know, I remember I think we talked about it for a while. We were on the air as it was happening. Mm-hmm. And eventually we just switched over to KCBS, and I think we were simulcasting KCBS for quite a while. The station was.
Yeah.
But that was...
Yeah, we got sent home.
Yeah. I don't even... I think we did go back in the next day, though. It wasn't like we were off for a couple of days. I think we just came in and talked to people.
No, I think we were off for a day or two because I remember the big worry became, is there going to be another hit, like on the Golden Gate Bridge? They put... Right. Didn't they put National Guard... on the Golden Gate?
Well, everybody was high alert, right?
Right.
So that does sound like something that sounds familiar. I don't specifically remember it.
I don't really specifically remember it either. I do remember that I watched more of the news coverage than I should have, and I'll never get people jumping from buildings out of my head.
Oh, there's so many horribly disturbing images.
Yeah, those news images were really... Brutal. Tough to watch, and they're unforgettable. I still can see it in my head right now. So
it's actually hard to believe 19 years have gone by.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I went to 3 years ago. I went to New York and I went to the site Ground Zero,
the memorial.
And, yeah, and I saw. So I did the whole tour, and it was just a trip because I was with my cousin and her husband and my boyfriend at the time. And we're older, and there was a group of, I want to say, sixth graders doing a class tour. And I was like, this is a history lesson for them.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was just crazy because, like, the four of us lived it, and my cousin's older than me. She's Bryn's age. So she.
Oh, an old lady. Then. She,
well, so she actually, she's like, I lived this, and she has a better memory of everything. So it was just a trip to see all these little kids walking around and taking it all in.
They are still going to do a memorial gathering today. And there was some question because of coronavirus. It is limited to survivors and families of people who passed. So they are, you know, and obviously there'll be social distancing and mask wearing, and it's going to be a much more subdued gathering. But they're, you know, New York obviously is going to be commemorating this,
right?
For sure.
Well, one of the things that I'm reading this morning is the comparison to, and not to take away from the memorial of the 9/11 tragedy, but we're experiencing another national, in this case international, tragedy of mm-hmm. sorts with this COVID thing. And I do think what we experienced from 9/11, which is we no longer get to walk right onto a plane at the last second. Like, you've right. got to get there 2 hours early, and you go. Those kind of changes will be the kind of changes we're dealing with from COVID. The right. kinds of things that will stay long after it's gone will have changes in place. And that's, to me, that's actually a positive sign, in the sense that at the time it was so depressing and felt like our way of life right. was ruined in every possible way. And then it just, you know, there were changes that had to be made.
Right.
And you just take them in stride and you move on. And that's right. hopefully how this goes for us as well. That we
Well, and, you know, the hope is that when something happens, whether it's 9/11, which was, you know, sort of this day that changed everything, or this year that's going to change everything, that you learn from it and that you do take different practices into the future with you, and you're more prepared when something like this happens in the future. I mean, that's, you know, you gotta hope that at least we learn from it.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's some stuff on tonight if you're interested in that. We are going to move to Big Brother right now. Something that I saw this week on TMZ, that before I get into just last night's episode, there have been times when you hear things about what's happening on Big Brother behind the scenes, because people watch these 24/7 live feeds. I don't, but it's. But I can see myself, you know, if I lived alone or had more time, or I don't know, just loved the show that much, I guess I could watch these. And there's been some disturbing stuff that's been reported. There's been some serious racism.
This season or
no.
seasons?
No,
past?
In other seasons, yeah.
Okay.
Not. I haven't seen anything about that for this season. But a bunch of Big Brother house guests are bitching about Ian, and it's kind of heartbreaking. Because here's a guy who's on the spectrum and is trying to make his way through the world with the burdens that he carries. One of his self-soothing things is this rocking that he does. Mm-hmm. I guess there were a bunch of house guests sitting around talking about how much they hate it, and they're bagging on him. Christmas, Danny, Nicole, and Memphis were caught on the live feeds just joking about it. Not at him, not in the same room as him, but certainly this isn't, he's not going to escape this when he gets out of the house. They openly, according to TMZ, openly and cruelly mocked his self-soothing technique, rocking back and forth during conversation, saying things like it turns them off. Danny said she can't even look at him sometimes because his constant movement stresses her out. Nicole agrees with her. Christmas and Memphis join in this and make things work. Worse, Memphis described Ian as the red rum of the house, a reference to The Shining. And then they share a big laugh. He claims, Memphis says he might have nightmares of Ian standing over his bed, rocking back and forth. It's just awful. You know, honestly, those are opportunities when someone starts talking like that to just say, you guys, don't stop it. This is something that this person is carrying through their life with them. Like, what are we on the playground in sixth grade? Like, stop it. So it's a terrible look, and it bummed me out because as I'm watching the show last night, I just thought, God, you know, I mean, I get it. People say things privately, but there's nothing private in that house. There's, you know, that's, he's going to see that, and that's going to hurt. I feel terrible about it. It just made me feel gross about the whole thing. To Maria from email. Maria from Napa. She's our email correspondent on all things reality shows. Well, Big Brother and Survivor, anyway. And she points out, I don't know how much of the show you watched last night, or if you watched any of the, if you watched any of the Julie stuff, which I never do.
I did,
but I did see the graphic up there that said the show this week is on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes.
So that's something to point out. I guess the CMAs are on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch her sign off too, where she's awkwardly says something about, you know, let everything you say be laced with kindness?
Yeah, I mean,
or something.
It's very forced, and I'm not looking to her for that. But I don't have a problem with people in positions with microphones putting out positive messages.
I wondered.
I'm not into her message, but I don't think it hurts the world to hear.
No.
Positive things as opposed to kick your neighbor in the nads when you walk by today.
Like, I wondered if it had something to do with the bullying of Ian this week, with the four of them sitting around joking about it, and if she just thought I should say something about kindness.
Well, she's been saying maybe you've missed it. She's been putting in each time. So I don't know that I would have tied it to anything. I personally just, you know, there it is.
I guess because of my whole
nothing
experience.
Nothing wrong with that sentence.
No, except her delivery is so weird. But let me say things with kindness. She had a very pretty dress on last night.
I loved that dress too.
I thought, wow, way to, you know what, Julie? Way to put a package together.
She
good
nailed
job.
It. That
she
was
really
a really, really good looking dress. I agree.
I am going to take her advice and try to find something nice to say about her every week. Anyway, can I say, I agree with Maria from Napa, as she said, you know, I wasn't waiting for Davon to blow up. I thought for sure Bailey would. And Maria said the same thing, like Davon's in the diary room going, I know everyone was waiting for me to, you know, have my meltdown, have my blah. And I was like, I wasn't really. I thought it might happen with Bailey. And it did. Both of them lost their S last night. And I can see they're under stress and they're bummed out because one of them's going. But, you know, I wasn't sitting home waiting for that. And
ugly. We carry everywhere we go. Our baggage comes with us. Right.
Yep.
So if this is something that she's known for in her life where she's had, you know, outbursts and these are the types of things that the people around her have often said or. You know, and maybe she was really addressing that in her own life going in, saying, I need to not do that. I need to do a different game. And then there she is. She's, I think in that situation, she's not necessarily talking about you or me or even the other house guests.
I guess.
I think she's talking more about herself.
Maybe. But, that has to be it because I really did think, oh, no, I wasn't waiting for that. But I will say, based on past performances from Bailey, I fully expected her to lose it. And at first, she seemed like she was going to just take it down, cool it down. I thought, oh, look at her being the grown up in the room. Because, man, you know, it obviously frazzled Christmas as this fight was happening last night because she couldn't stop talking about it. She sits down at the kitchen counter and starts laying it out to the people who are just sitting there. They're like, yeah.
Well, I can see where she went up to her room fuming and tried to be away and realized I have to be in the mix. I can't be away from.
And I can't stop talking about this.
The action. Right. I feel bad for them right now. I know that, you know, we are not supposed to or we don't want to talk about Big Brother nonstop. But I felt right now you could see all of Tyler's moves in some way, shape, or form had this, the current racial divide we're dealing with. It seems like he was hoping to, you know, like going in carrying that. And I would say to him, you know, that's good. We want people to try and do better. That's the way we're going to have a better relations going forward, right?
Correct.
That said, he's not the great white hope. He can't cure all of the race relation issues through the game of Big Brother. And that all of that seems like the pressure he was carrying. And I feel terrible for the girls, too, because they're carrying their race into this show, and they can't just be free to do it. It's one of the biggest, I don't want to call it a news story, but I guess that's the only way you can describe what's happening, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement and hopefully some better race relations going forward. Unfortunately, they're carrying that. You can see that they're carrying that. And I just feel like it's really made their game that much harder.
Right. Exactly. And so, and being put up together on the block, whether that, I don't know that that was a racially motivated thing on Christmas's part. She seems to have her reasons for doing it, but they, you know, I think that was extra hard for them because they're the two black girls in the house. And it's,
well, yeah,
you know,
it's the look. It's not even, you right. couldn't get to the motive. It's just the look, you know, it is a TV show. So you're watching it, and the look with two black faces on the screen as the people getting thrown out, you go, Jesus.
I know. It's
can't
tough.
Mix that up a little?
Actually,
my God.
I know.
I mean, that's pretty pointed, yeah. don't you think?
That
Sheesh.
One's her ride or die. So that's, you know, there it is. Also, I just wanted to say, I don't love Cody. I don't want him to win. I think he's really flying under the radar, and he almost seems like an untouchable himself in this. I felt terrible for him. I can't imagine getting news that a family member, his grandpa died, and they gave him a letter. They wrote it down and... Or, you know, maybe someone from his family sent the letter. But he got the news on the show. And that, I mean, just talk about reality crashing back in. I felt terrible for him. And it was
there, I did
a few
too.
People said it was really actually nice how they one by one sort of gathered in that room and surrounded him and tried to be a, you know, piece together family for him.
Well, I really liked on his, for his part in it. Which, you know, obviously he's experiencing a great loss, but I felt like he got it. As a young person, it's hard to get things. You often don't get things until many years later when you've matured enough to be able to see what's important. And for him to have said, I just want to be with my family for this and support them, that's the thing. That is what it is. It's as much as you're in pain... The people in your family, his dad, I guess, whose dad passed, that's the guy who's really hurting the most and needs his kid around.
Right.
And that's sort of the thought process that he expressed. And I thought, wow, he gets it. That's great.
Right.
To know that he knows the priority there is that his dad needs him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
his family.
Sad.
Right. And that's who you want to be with when something, you know, just to be able to ugly cry and to be there when someone else does. And that's when family matters.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people passing, I'll leave you with this. Avengers and Game of Thrones star Diana Rigg is dead at 82. You would recognize her. She's the head of the Martell family on Game of Thrones. Okay, maybe not.
No, I saw the news story. I know who she is. I saw they put a picture up of who she is now. And so I know exactly who you're talking about. The head of the Martell family? No idea. The what was she like, the mother figure, or was she actually
she
the
was
mother
like, she was
of
the
that
grandmother.
Little queen wannabe? The one that was going to be with Joffrey, right?
Yeah, she was her grandmother, and she'd traveled with her to...
That's how I know her.
King's Landing.
And
she was a
Bond old lady too.
She was a Bond girl too. She was in shoot. Am I going to be able to find this or not? Apparently not. I won't. But on Her Majesty's Secret Service in 1969, she played a Bond girl. And she's been in a ton of stuff, and it's funny cuz they have a picture of her as a 22-year-old. Just looking so 60s mod, mm-hmm. and now she's 82. Oh, there she is. Oh, cute.
Yeah. She's a great cute looking young lady and continue to work into her 80s, it looks like.
Yep, it's for sure. 82, she's passed away. They are, let's see, diagnosed with cancer in March. So, but at 82, she led an incredible life. So rest in peace, Diana Rigg. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Well, I got a lot of news stories, including the Niners will play this weekend, everyone. Football's back. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.